So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he makes the
talk. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey everyone, what's going on? It's Shakir Hussein here from the Shakir Hussein Show, and I'm really excited to share this one concept that I discovered. I think it was about 3 years ago, and it was from a Genius Network event. And this event, everyone had paid $10,000 to attend. I unfortunately couldn't get to America at the time, so I had to buy the recordings. The recordings was $2,000, and I love this marketer, Joe Polish. You should definitely check out his websites, ilovemarketing.com. And at Joe Polish's event, Tim Ferriss was there. And Tim Ferriss gets on stage, and you know, they ask him this question about, Tim, it seems like you're basically a Superman. How do you get so much stuff done? And he replied something along the lines of, you know, if you guys actually saw what I do in a day-to-day basis, you'd be shocked. And that's kind of how I feel as well. Sometimes when you know, my students or my peers or my friends think of me as a certain way, you know, they probably think I'm very disciplined and clean and organized and so structured. And honestly, I am, you know, I'm looking at my table right now and it's a complete mess. I'm looking at the new table that I just came onto a couple of hours ago, and that's turned into a new mess. And I have about four different whiteboards, and you know, my mind is all over the place right now because I'm getting so many things done. I'm trying to get so many things done. And maybe you feel like that. Maybe you feel frustrated that your traffic campaigns is not converting. Maybe you feel unfocused and distracted, and you're losing belief and you're losing confidence. How are these things going to work? And one of the biggest things I can teach you, two lessons. One is called chunking, and the other one is from Tim Ferriss, from that show that I watched, the recordings, and he called it knocking the big domino. So the question you have to ask yourself is, so I'll give you an example. Right now, I need to hire more people. I need to do more events. I need to do more webinars. I need to complete rewriting my book so I can write the next 12 books. See, I already have the next 12 books planned. I need to create two new VSLs. I need to come up with a new front-end offer. I need to work out on increasing my ability to do direct mail via physical newsletters. And I'm looking at this, and there's about 7 or 9 things that all needs to be done like 1 year ago. And I'm feeling frustrated. And then I ask myself this question, okay, what's the one big domino? What's the one thing if I do right now? Just the one thing, nothing else, one thing. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know what? One of my last webinars did over $1.2 million and then it went on to generate over $2 million in sales, but it just needs a little bit of a facelift. If I do that, then I know I don't need to worry about the other things for at least a week, which buys me 1 week. So boom, the whole day, that's all I'm going to focus on. So for the last 3 days, I've had one thing on my mind, which was do the damn webinar. And right now, I've got about 95% of it done. I'm going to go through it again one more time. And I'm just so committed. I said to myself, I'm not going to eat anything. So I can even have a much, much more clear mind, much more energy. So when I'm recording, I'm giving my best self so I can impact more, have more influence. And ultimately, it's going to help more people and it's going to make more money. So I'm going to focus on that one big domino. Now, then I said to myself, okay, to get one full campaign, what are the optimization points? There's 23. Okay, I wrote down there's 23 ways. Actually, 24 ways, 23 to 24 ways that I can, what I can do to increase the conversions of this webinar. Okay, because I want to do $1 million from it, and then I want to do $10 million over the next 12 months from this one single webinar. And then I'm like, this is a lot of stuff. So I listed out 23 or 24 points. And the 23, 24 points looks really good, except it's a lot of work. And I'm like thinking to myself, gosh, it's a lot of work. So how can I simplify even more? And so I simplified it to 8 things. So I'll break it down. The 8 things that I would need to do is 100 to 150 slides on the core offer. I need to have 7 email promos that's written out. I need to have a landing page, a thank you page, an order page, and the offer page, the actual sales page. I need to have a replay page, and I need to make sure that delivery is on point. So those are 8 points, okay? So I've just went from 23 optimization points to now only 8 points, okay? To now only 8 points. And then from 23 points, from 23 different points, I'm now going to 8 things I can work on. So that would be, again, the offer, the 7 email promos, the landing page, the thank you page, the order page, the offer page, the replay page, delivery. So now what I'm going to say to myself is, remember, I'm feeling overwhelmed, so I'm focusing on the big domino. So I've gone from 8 projects to now just 1 project. Now on that 1 project, there's 24 aspects I can work on. From that 24 aspects, I'm now putting it into 8 different steps, right? And now my question that I ask myself is, what's the one thing I can do from those 8 things which will have the highest leverage, and everything else my team can do, I can hire someone else to do? What's the one thing that I can't physically necessarily delegate? And it's not something I want to delegate, because no one else could probably craft a better offer that I know of in my team or around me than myself. And that's why you see, guys like Jason Fladlian, Joe Polish, Russell Bronson, they all do their own sales presentations, okay? You can get someone else to design it and do all this nitty-gritty stuff, but the actual offer is the $10,000, the $50,000 an hour activity. So for me, think about it. I had 8 projects. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Instead of doing my front-end offer, the VSL, the book, hiring more team members, events, and more webinars, I'm just focused on one thing. And then from that one thing, I broke it down to 24 things, which I've listed out. And I'm like so overwhelmed with 24 things. I'm frustrated. So I asked myself, what's the 8 things? And this process is called chunking. Okay, you chunk it down. You have the big goal, then you chunk it down. So all of that's in my head now is, I need to get the slides done. Once I get the slides done, that's my big domino. And that's where I need to put 95% of my focus. Everything else can be done afterwards. And so when you're feeling like things aren't working out, or you're feeling unfocused, or you're feeling distracted, or you're having your confidence feel a little bit, or you've done campaigns where you've made money, but now things aren't working out, you just need to go back and remember this word, optimization. Okay, that's the first word you want to remember. Optimize your current assets. Because it's like in my business, we've already done $25 million worth of sales. There's no point trying to go out and create things from scratch. These things already work. The market that we serve, the market is already there. So that means we have endless amount of people that are sick and tired of their job, that don't want to do what they're doing, and they want to make more money. So I know my market is there, which means my people are there. Now I need to figure out, what's my message? So again, my webinar, how do I tweak it so I have maximum conversions? And so that's the first word. Remember, optimization. Second word is, what's the one big domino? What's the one big domino that you can hit? So essentially, it's going to knock over everything else, right? Like I know as soon as I do that one webinar, the second thing that's the most important thing is my front-end offer, okay? My front-end offer. And then the third thing would be my book. Now, I know if I do those 3 things, those alone, those 3 things alone are worth easily, in the range of $10 million plus to my business. So I know, no matter what happens, I need to focus on the one big domino. And then when I feel like I've got the big domino, how can I chunk it down? How can I list out every single thing that I need to get done, and then focus on the 95% of activity that will you know, knock over everything else. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you go to iTunes. Leave me a review. Let me know if you loved it, if you hated it or whatever. Share this with your friends and family. Share it on your social media. And since if you're listening to this on your phone, take a screenshot that you're listening to it and send me a tweet, send me an Instagram or a LinkedIn message, and I'd love to connect with you. So that being said, I appreciate you for listening. Make sure you subscribe and I will speak to you in the next episode of the Shakir Hussain Show. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast committed to you becoming wealthified.